Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
This is going to be a very big week when it comes to the Biden crime family and Hunter Biden. This because the White House has clearly decided what their strategy is. Support and advocate Hunter Biden being indicted as quickly as possible for crimes that cannot be connected to the President of the United States of America. That seems to be the game plan. We now are finding out also about some of the lies that happened within his administration, and this is part of the reason why they also are ready for these indictments to come down on the gun charges and maybe tax issues, things that cannot connect them to not just the president, but also other major players, including Anthony Blinken. Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State, has got a problem. Senator Ron Johnson went on TV saying Anthony Blinken lied bold-faced to Congress over his contact with Hunter Biden. I think there's so much more to uncover here, the Republican from Wisconsin had to say on Maria Bartiromo's show on Sunday Morning Futures. Take a listen to what he had to say and also what James Comer had to say in this soundbite.
There are six specific decisions that Joe Biden made, either as vice president or president, that are very concerning to us, that we believe could potentially lead back to payments that were made to these LLCs that were then laundered down to the Biden family members.
A very serious charge from House Oversight Committee Chairman Congressman James Comer, speaking with me last Sunday on this program on what his committee has uncovered so far in their investigation into the Biden family's business dealings and influence peddling. On Wednesday, attorneys for Hunter Biden met with officials from the Justice Department amid an ongoing criminal investigation that began in 2018 into the first son's taxes and a purchase of a gun. Meanwhile, Biden has been ordered to appear in an Arkansas courtroom tomorrow for a hearing into his ongoing paternity case involving his four-year-old daughter, who he so far will not acknowledge. Joining me right now with more on all of this is Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson. He was first in investigating the Biden family business deals in the Senate, along with Senator Chuck Grassley back in 2018. Senator, it's great to see you. Thanks very much for being here this morning.
Good morning, Maria.
Your investigation into Hunter Biden and his business dealings began when? Because I want to get into the Anthony Blinken situation now that we heard from John Ratcliffe. Right. But your investigation began when? 2018 or even earlier than that?
Really focusing on the Bidens, probably the tail end of 2019 and then into 2020, where, of course, we had the pandemic outbreak, so that didn't make things easier. You know, quite honestly, I didn't have the full support of my committee or the conference to subpoena the Bidens. They thought it was too political.
Right.
So, you know, they were professing their innocence. So we invited all of them to come in and testify to proclaim their innocence. What is interesting, Marie, and here's a little news for you. Anthony Blinken finally did come in and sit down for a voluntary transcribed interview in December of 2020 because he wanted to be Secretary of State. And now because of more information that's come out, we know that he lied bold face to Congress about never emailing Hunter Biden. My guess is he told a bunch of other lies that hopefully we'll be able to bring him and his wife back in, tell them to preserve their records. You cannot trust Joe Biden. You cannot trust Hunter Biden. You can't trust the Biden family. You can't trust so many of the people that they have surrounded themselves with.
This
I mean, these made men. I basically agree with that statement.
Yeah, I mean, that was
it is.
Here's
the problem, Maria. What do you do when you have, in effect, co-conspirators of the Biden family inside the agencies, inside our intelligence agencies, the Department of Justice, the FBI, and you have the political party, the Democrats, who couldn't care less, have no interest whatsoever in the corruption that is being uncovered bit by bit as we pull back the layers of the onion here, as we peel them back.
So just to be clear, you just said you believe Anthony Blinken lied to you under oath.
Yes, he did. He said he did not email Hunter Biden, and now we have those emails. We also know that his wife, using her private email address when she was a employee of the State Department, was basically a conduit between her husband and Hunter Biden as well. So again, I think there's so much more to uncover here. There's so much more investigation. He needs to be subpoenaed. I don't have that subpoena power. He ought to come in just voluntarily if he wants to proclaim his innocence. I doubt he'll do that, but he must and she must preserve their records, their personal emails. We need to get to the bottom of this. We need to show how corrupt these individuals are.
Well, let's talk about these emails for a second, and let's go back a little bit so you understand this. Anthony Blinken was the guy who was running point at the Biden campaign for that letter to come out from the intelligence agency saying they believe that the Hunter Biden laptop story was fake news. That's what they said. Okay, that's what they believed. They said they had every reason to believe that it was that. Now, there's a problem with that scenario, okay? And the problem with that is the fact that you have, and we now have proof that they knew they were lying to the American people. These people in the intelligence community knew they were misleading you. They knew that they were trying to throw an election. They knew that the Hunter Biden laptop was real the entire time. And Anthony Blinken was the one at the Biden campaign who led the way on this. They were the ones that led the way. They were the ones that decided we're going to tell a lie to influence the election, to save this election so that Joe Biden will become president of the United States of America. We're going to do that. And they did it. Then we find out that because Anthony Blinken wanted to become the Secretary of State, that was his reward for basically winning the election for Joe Biden. Because without that letter, that Joe Biden could then go back into the final debate and he could say there was 51 Americans that you should trust, the top levels with the highest clearance and the CIA and the FBI, yada, yada, yada. Say this is not a real laptop, that this is Russian disinformation. He could use that to save his presidential campaign, and it worked flawlessly. What was the reward for Anthony Blinken and Anthony Blinken's wife? The reward was simple. You're going to become the Secretary of State. Now, Anthony Blinken was forced to come in and answer questions because he wanted to become the Secretary of State, and he answered those questions under oath. And he lied to Congress when he said he had had no contact with Hunter Biden. We know from these emails that he did have contact with Hunter Biden. In fact, he had a lot of contact with Hunter Biden, but he also was smart about it. He knew that he couldn't have a lot of direct contact and that could come back to haunt him a little bit. So he decided he would do it a different way. And the different way of having contact was then having his wife be the intermediary between him and Hunter Biden. And so if you have a wife that's willing to be the intermediary to Hunter Biden, then it's game on, right? Then at that point, you can communicate in a safer manner. We have these emails. These emails are very clear. These emails tell the story. Anthony Blinken understood that he was getting a job at the State Department because he was able to sway the election and come up with this letter. That was his payoff. He also understood there was a political liability here, but this was the only way he was going to become the Secretary of State, so it was worth it. So he looked Congress in the face, he stared them, all of them in the face, and he lied to them. He literally made it up. He made crap up. And the reason why he was good with it, The reason why he was happy about it is because it gave him the highest job he'll ever have in government. And that job was the job that he had coveted. His wife worked at the State Department. He wanted to be in charge of the State Department. He wanted to be the big guy, right? He wanted to be the big guy at the State Department so he could parlay that into much bigger things in the private sector afterwards. So what was in these emails? That's the question that everybody should be asking. What was in these emails? Now, I want you to hear Senator Johnson talking about these emails with Maria. Take a listen.
We need to show how corrupt these individuals are.
Well, I mean, I'm wondering where this stands in terms of James Comer's investigation in the House. You just told us that Anthony Blinken committed a felony lying under oath to the Senate.
Well, hopefully that James Comer does have those subpoenas. We're working with those folks as well. So we'll turn over, you know, certainly our transcript. We'll make that public next week. And, you know, again, there's a lot of truth that has to be uncovered here yet that's being covered up by the deep state. Let's face it. The deep state knows what it did. These co-conspirators inside the agencies, they know exactly what they did. They don't give up their secrets very easily. They know how to hide things. They know how to slow roll everybody.
And that is why this keeps happening and people do not trust any of these federal agencies. The media has also just taken the word from these agencies and run with it. And all of this goes viral and it ultimately misleads the American people. We learned that through the Twitter files.
Well, here's another example. So Eric Schwer, and a business associate of Hunter Biden, emails him in early 2017, says, hey, Hunter, you didn't report $400,000 of your Burisma income. It isn't until October 2021 where Hunter Biden, I guess, writes a check somewhere around $2 million to pay off his back taxes and penalties. That $2 million came as a loan from his West Coast attorney, who now we know is the managing director of the business that held Hunter's 10% stake in BHR Partners, which he said he divested himself of. So, again, we don't know what these folks are doing. I mean, it is sleazy. It is corrupt. They're dishonest. And unfortunately, the media is complicit. They're co-conspirators right along with the rest of the folks.
Well, you know, it's really amazing to me that we keep seeing this happen, given the enormous threat that is communist China. I mean, Joe Biden walked into the White House, and the first thing he does is he makes it harder for Congress to access the suspicious activity reports. Finally now, James Comer and his team has been able to go to the Treasury and view those suspicious activity reports to actually indicate the amount of money that the Biden family has taken in from communist China. The other thing that Joe Biden did was he came in and he canceled the Trump initiative, the China initiative, which was actually indicting people who were complicit, accepting money from the Chinese Communist Party for selling intellectual property here. It's very tough to not ask the question of whether or not Joe Biden is compromised. And yet, this week, he acts as if nothing is going on. He announces a re-election campaign.
Well, Maria, Senator Grassley and I had those records through 2019, okay? And we laid out the vast web of financial transactions. We showed millions of dollars. What James Comer's able to do is he's getting new records from 2020 and forward. So the Bidens, think of this, the Bidens knew they were under investigation by the Justice Department and by Congress in 2019. And yet they continued their grifts. And more Biden family members took part of the grifts. That's how brazen they were. That's how confident they were that their co-conspirators inside the agencies, inside the media, would to continue to cover up for them, not cover these stories like they didn't cover Senator Grassley's and my report of September 2020. If they had covered that, if they had covered the laptop, Joe Biden would not be president and our country wouldn't be down this path of destruction that his administration has put us on.
Let's be clear about what he just said and how right he is. He said Joe Biden wouldn't be president and he wouldn't have put us down this road of destruction that we're on right now. He is correct. If they would have been honest in the reporting of the laptop, if big tech and the social media platforms wouldn't have silenced the story and the media wouldn't have silenced the story and Anthony Blinken wouldn't have gotten all those people in the deep state to lie about what actually happened, right? To just flat out lie about it. To lie about what happened. We wouldn't be having this conversation right now. he wouldn't be the president of the United States of America. That's what I know. I know that without a shadow of a doubt. And so does Senator Johnson and many others. So the question now is, what happens moving forward? Number one, we're going to have to start calling our congressmen and our senators and putting pressure on them saying to do your job and expose all of this. And we need to make this the center of the universe in Washington, D.C. This is not a story that needs to be swept under the rug. This is a story that needs to be exposed. And this story needs to be exposed day after day, and the questions have to be asked, because otherwise, let me tell you what they're planning. They're planning on giving you one gift from under the Christmas tree on Christmas Eve, hoping that that will count for Christmas Day. That's the best analogy I can come up with. They're hoping they can just give you a little something and you'll say, okay, good enough. We got what we wanted. And what they're hoping that gift will be, to make it very clear, is that they're going to indict the president of the United States of America's son, and they're going to indict the president of the United States of America's son for crimes that cannot be connected. They cannot be connected to the president. They're hoping that these crimes, Anthony Blinken committing a felony, lying to Congress, is what Senator Johnson has just accused him of. He is hoping, okay, he is hoping, make it very clear, that he's not going to be held accountable for this. He absolutely should be held accountable for this. He should be held accountable for every single thing that he has done. And the Biden crime family continues to get bigger and bigger and bigger. There's something else that really has started to irk me over the last couple of weeks. And I want you to understand it, okay? Because I think it's really, 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 really important. I believe that Joe Biden is probably the most compromised president in our history. And I believe that one of the groups that owns him is Russia. I believe that the fact that this president cannot stand up to Russia is very telling of what the Russian oligarchs, I'm pretty sure, have on him. And proof of this corruption is just clear by looking at the Russian oligarchs who gave money to the Bidens. We know the Russians gave millions of dollars to Hunter Biden in deals. Okay, we know that. And what we also know is that Hunter Biden is an individual who was willing to take money from anyone, and the Bidens were willing to take that money from anyone, and he was the facilitator. Those Russian oligarchs have still not been sanctioned. Okay? They have still not been sanctioned by the U.S. government. We had a new list of sanctions come out against Russians for what is happening in Ukraine. And what we know now is that those people who gave Hunter Biden a significant amount of money have not been put on that list. How are they staying off that list? That's what I want to know. How are they able to continue to stay off that list? How are they able to keep pulling this off? That is the question that everyone should be asking. These Russians deserve, by the way, to be on the list. I want to make that clear, okay? These Russians, the Russian oligarch, the former mayor of Moscow and his wife should be on the sanction list. Why are they not on the sanction list? I think we all know the answer. Because the Bidens are clearly compromised. And when the Bidens are as compromised as they are right now, you know that it's a threat to our national security. I would argue that Anthony Blinken now is a threat to our national security. Who has him compromised? Who does he owe favors to? Who on that list that signed their name to a letter when they knew they were lying to the American people to sway an election, to flip an election? My question is, who has Anthony Blinken compromised now? They were all willing to sell their souls to get this power. Anthony Blinken was willing to sell his soul to the devil, to get and to the intelligence community. who has him compromised within the intelligence community, even in this country? And also, who has him compromised outside this country? What countries is Anthony Blinken supposed to be standing up to that he's having to bow down to because they have him compromised just like the president is compromised? Those are the questions that we need to now be asking. They decided to sell out the country they were supposed to protect and defend. Okay? That's what you need to understand. They were willing to sell out a country that they're supposed to protect and defend. And there's a reason why they sold us out. It was clearly the money and the power. They're not working for America. They're not protecting America. They're not looking out for America's best interests.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Let's talk about a great opportunity for IRA and 401k owners. You can get free gold. That's right, free gold, just by learning about gold IRAs from Augusta Precious Metals. It's important to know what's going on in this crazy economy. Your hard-earned savings need protecting from the devalued dollar, especially if you're close to retirement. Augusta Precious Metals will give you information on how to protect your savings and open a gold IRA. So if you've saved at least $100,000 for retirement, call and ask about the ultimate guide to gold IRAs. I use and trust Augusta Precious Metals. With no high-pressure sales tactics and thousands of five-star ratings, there's a reason Money Magazine says they're the best gold IRA company. Get free gold, free information, and retirement protection by calling 877-4-GOLD-IRA. That's 877-4-GOLD-IRA. 877, the number 4-GOLD-IRA. One more thing I want to add to this conversation, and that is how the media, I think, is going to cover this week. The Hill ran a headline. This is, you know, one of the most influential papers inside of Washington, D.C. Hunter's collapsing world, right? They want you to believe it's going to be really bad. Why a criminal plea could now be the best option for the Bidens. Now, at least they use the plural Bidens, right? This week, they said Hunter Biden's defense team traveled to Delaware seeking an update on the federal criminal investigation that has dragged on for almost 5 years. By the way, this would never happen with you or I. I just want to be clear about this, okay? This is just Hunter Biden. The reason seems clear. Time's running out on Hunter and the Biden family. After years of delaying disclosures and admissions, Hunter could now be pushing to cap off the criminal side of the scandal before more information is released in Arkansas and Washington. For the White House, even as a criminal plea is preferred if they can avoid one particular claim, and they may be succeeding. For years, the Bidens have worked with the media's help to delay any recognition of the influence, peddling, and corruption that may be revealed on Hunter Biden's laptop. Even this week, in child support proceedings in Arkansas, Hunter's counsel continued to refuse to admit ownership of the laptop abandoned at the Mac shop in Delaware in April of 2019. It won't work anymore. Then his long refusal to acknowledge his fathering of his 4-year-old child, Navy. Justice Hunter could not deny DNA. Forensic and other evidence will soon make his laptop denials unobtainable in proceedings in which he and his counsel are required to tell the truth. These proceedings are now colliding for the Bidens. With the laptop being raised in Arkansas and being investigated in Washington by House committees, time is up, and the Bidens team knows this. An establishment of the laptop's authenticity is one in one form could produce cascading effects in the other forms. There has already been a recent shift to a scorched earth strategy, including reportedly threatening possible witnesses and calling for the IRS to investigate its critics. New leaks from the Justice Department investigation have indicated that prosecutors are considering four charges. Two misdemeanor counts for failure to file taxes, a single felony count on tax evasion related to a business expense for 1 year of taxes, and a potential felony count on falsifying a form linked to a gun permit. Now, think about it. If this is what they charge him with, it's amazing, right? Like, if this is what you, like, this is what you get, this is unbelievable. This is beyond, I would say, best case scenario. Like, this is phenomenal if you can pull this off, if you can get it this way. Like, if this is, if you can throw down this way, it is the best scenario for the Bidens, including Hunter Biden. Virtually nothing holding you accountable for what you've actually done. This is what you want. This is how, by the way, you would pull this off. You rush to indict. You beg to be indicted. That's how you do this. When the media keeps pushing this scenario, and when you start seeing articles that are going to be written about, all right, well, now this is getting bad and the president's son could be indicted, understand that they may be indicting him for all of the wrong reasons for truth. They need to get him indicted. That's why they're rushing for this, okay? They want this to happen. They're desperate for it to happen. And the reason why they're desperate for it to happen is because if they can get him indicted quickly on these simple charges, then it can protect the president of the United States of America, and it can close the book for the president of the United States of America and Anthony Blinken and everybody else. This is all about protect the palace, right? Protect the White House, protect the staff, protect everyone. Protect them at all costs. Anthony Blinken doesn't want to go to jail. Neither does the DOJ, anybody at the DOJ. Neither does the Attorney General, who apparently lied to Congress about the Hunter Biden investigation as well. Neither did any of the CIA people and the deep state people that lied and signed their name to that letter, lying to the American people. They don't want to be exposed for exactly how much damage they've done to this country. You want to know why Donald Trump, I think, is still the front runner right now? And I'm gonna leave you with this thought. It's because people know that he's the guy that would actually come in, and he's the guy that would come in and actually clean house, because he understands and has had to deal with this. That is why I think there's a very good chance Donald Trump's going to get the nomination. Are we a long time away? Absolutely. Could things change? No doubt about it. But there's a reason why people are like, all right, after seeing this level of corruption, after seeing this level of just pure evil, I think it's clear to say that they are willing to sacrifice Hunter Biden, this team at the White House, in this way just to protect everything else. There are too many people now that could go down far outside of the president. It could be the Attorney General, and it could be the deep state, and it could be the Secretary of State, all in a cover-up. So don't buy these things that are happening. Okay, do not buy it. All right, make sure you like our podcast, grab our podcast wherever you get your podcasts. All right, grab our podcast, listen each and every day. And don't forget, follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, wherever you are on social media. Follow the Ben Ferguson Show there. I'll see you back here tomorrow morning on our podcast.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.